Andy Goat do?
Well, Andy Goat do. We've just taken a rise or somebody who can see the streams burned up through the window or something like that. And when they turn to look, Andy Goat. Well, I never did much of it, but it was...
But the name itself?
Yeah. Well, generally at school, it was... played up and so on. And of course, tomorrow is Daily Day, where you try to fit a mocktail with a pin on unsuspecting adults.
Oh, I've not heard of that one before.
Oh, that was still in my time.
Really? So what's the purpose of that then?
Just mouthful of adults.
Right.
Wanky adult going with a tail that he didn't know about on the tailback of his coat. The amusement of the passers-by. And then the third day was the borrowing day. Well, you'd borrow something, and traditionally you didn't have to give it back. You got borrowed something on the 3rd of March. But somebody says...
3rd of April.
Hmm?
3rd of April.
Yes, April. And I never did much of that, but it is traditional.
Oh, that's very interesting. I hadn't heard of that one before. Oh.
Well, Ernest, it's a bit Ernest Marrow, because her cutting referred on to it.
Yeah. Talks about the boys looking and cap got handfuls of them with pins on ready to catch anybody going by.
I live in the country where you don't have so many adults to bother with. So what subject are we going to expand on today?
Well, I think let's talk about the farm then. Let's talk about what the work on the farm was like for a bit. What you got up in the morning? What time did you get up?
Pause. Well, I don't know if I should talk on the farming for my father. Was too much fixed to the old ways. And as such, it's not typical of the farming, there was a lot more. But anyway, the old tradition and the employed, with the tide change from 6 to 6, your working day was 12 hours, 6 o'clock in the morning, you had to be out. And you out. And of course, you had your meal times in between. But it was a long day. So,
was that the same summer and winter? Or?
Well, I think so. Of course, I was never employed in that sense. Just work on home when you suited yourself for the time, more or less. But in a sense that my experience was not typical. But, looking back on it now, it would be much better if I had been employed somewhere else and got other ideas.
So your father was a great traditionalist then?
Oh, well, yes, he was. He should never have been a farmer, shall we say it. More interested in intellectual pursuits in the olden times.
So he wouldn't be keen on any progress or anything like that? Any?
Well, no, if it was a case of that, was the way he was doing, so he continued doing it, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Still continued with the horse. But, as I said, the farming was not very, not the most up-to-date, which was a pity, no. We'll leave the farming off, I think.
Righty, what would you like to talk about, Peter?
Anything.
What would...
Okay. What about the hay? Well, in general, it wouldn't need to be your particular thing, but what about the hens and
the horses? Lucas will lead the golden egg was fashioned in the likeness of a hen in Orkney, but your turn with Jim Swinney and the Gael, they went in with hens to a great extent, and I think, was it 30 boxes in a week, and after the weekend, they had 30 dozen, was it?
They made about 50 hens left the day after the hurricane. Yes, that was at Ramsquai, which was facing into the southwest, where the 52 hurricane came from.
Oh, yes.
That was the small wooden hen houses. And they got blown. He said they took the fences with them. What's the trouble? It's said that killed off the egg industry, but that's not true. it came up again surprisingly quickly. The peak year was 1957.
What was
1957? The peak year for the egg industry in Ireland.
Oh, right.
So how did it work? I mean, I take it that you had a field with a lot of hen houses in it? Or...
Well, no, depending on the individuals, you might have part of the...